Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalam ala rasulillah. People's utmost need for Allah the Most High is beyond description. They are in need of Him in all their states and all their affairs. He, glorified be He, is their creator from nothingness, their nurturer, their guide to what benefits them, and the one who averts from them what harms them. What is the value of creation without their Creator? The glorious Quran has made these truths clear, yet many people overlook them. People must contemplate the words of Allah Almighty to realize their true need for Him and to recognize His grace and favor upon them. Our Lord, may His Majesty be glorified, is the one who created us and does not need us. He did not create us to increase in numbers or gain strength, nor does He need us for anything. Thus, His creating us was purely a grace and favor from Him. Imagine if you were never created. What then? Would the universe be disrupted without you? Are the existent in need of your existence? Did not times pass before your existence, and the universe was the universe, and no one needed you for their existence, and after you pass, the living will continue to live, and the universe will remain the universe, and people will remain people. Thus, creation did not need your creation, nor will it be disrupted by your passing. This truth is stated in the Quran in more than one place. Does man not remember that we created him before while he was nothing? Allah Almighty said, has there not come upon man a period of time when he was not a thing even mentioned? Indeed, times passed before the creation of Adam, peace be upon him, when there was no mention of humans because they were not created yet. Then after the existence of humans, none of us were mentioned or known because we had not been yet born. So, it was a favor from Allah the Most High to create the origin of humans. Then He favored us by making us their descendants. When Zechariah, peace be upon him, was informed of a child and wondered about being granted a child while old and his wife was barren, the response was, your Lord says, it is easy for me, for I created you before while you were nothing. We are vitally in need of Allah Almighty in our existence as humans, and we need Him for our survival in the continuation of our human race. Allah the Exalted and Glorious is in no need of us, is capable of annihilating the entire human race and creating a different one who worship Him without disobeying Him, not even for an instant. The Quran is replete with verses that affirm our dependence on Allah Almighty for our continued existence and that of our species. And your Lord is free of need, the possessor of mercy. If He wills, He can do away with you and give succession after you to whomever He wills, just as He produced you from the descendants of another people. Indeed, the Quran states the reality of our dependence on our Lord, the Majestic, for our survival and that of our species. O mankind, you are those in need of Allah, while Allah is free of need, the Praiseworthy. If He wills, He can do away with you and bring forth a new creation, and that is for Allah not difficult. We are also in need of Allah Almighty for our guidance, our faith, and to worship Him. Had it not been for Allah Almighty, we would not have been Muslims, nor would we have believed, prayed, fasted, done righteous deeds, or refrained from prohibitions. We are not the most noble of humans, nor the most intelligent, nor the strongest. But Allah Almighty has favored us with guidance while others have gone astray. Say, do not consider your Islam a favor to me. Rather, Allah has conferred favor upon you that He has guided you to the faith, if you should be truthful. Allah Almighty says in the Hadith Qudsi, O my servants, all of you are astray except those whom I have guided. So seek guidance from me, and I shall guide you. How many have lost the path to Iman, faith, with no guide? Indeed, the majority of humanity are in misguidance, destined for hell. And our Lord, the Exalted, has made us among the believers, who are the minority. Read the verses related to guidance and misguidance in the Book of Allah, to appreciate the grace of Allah upon you with the guidance and to realize your utter dependence on Him for remaining steadfast upon Iman. Allah, the Exalted, has refuted the one seeking to guide those He Almighty sent astray, and clearly stated that there is no path to guidance for the one whom Allah has sent astray. Do you wish to guide those whom Allah has sent astray? And he whom Allah sends astray, never will you find for him a way. We continue to be in desperate need of Allah Almighty to maintain our Iman and remain steadfast upon religion, for there is no steadfastness except through Allah and with His help and success from Him. Thus, Allah Almighty stated that those firmly grounded in knowledge say, Our Lord, let not our hearts deviate after you have guided us. And the one praying recites this blessed supplication in every unit of prayer. Guide us to the straight path. We are in utmost need of Allah Almighty for our sustenance. Who else can provide for us other than our Lord, our Creator, and the one who bestows blessings upon us? Regardless of their greatness, strength, or status, the created cannot provide for themselves, let alone for others. For all are dependent upon Allah Almighty, who directs their sustenance to them wherever they may be. Allah Almighty said, And there is no creature on earth but that upon Allah is its provision. Allah Almighty has combined the mention of our dependence on Him for our creation and provision in many verses, and that there is no stability or continuation of our species after our Lord created us, except through His provision that He provides us. Allah is the one who created you, then provided for you, then will cause you to die, and then will give you life. And are there any of your partners who does anything of that? Exalted is He and high above what they associate with Him. He has commanded us to always remember this great blessing and not to forget it. O mankind, remember the favor of Allah upon you. Is there any creator other than Allah who provides for you from the earth and from the heaven and the earth? And if He were to withhold His provision, who else could provide for us? Or who is it that could provide for you if He withheld His provision? For provision should only be sought from the one who owns it and is capable of giving it. Our Lord, the Most Glorious, holds the treasuries of the heavens and the earth. Indeed, those who you worship besides Allah do not possess for you the power of provision. So seek from Allah provision and worship Him and be grateful to Him. To Him you will be returned. We are in dire need of Allah Almighty for our food, drink, clothing, health, and all our affairs. Our utmost dependence upon Allah Almighty is always with us, accompanying us, for our every movement and stillness is by the decree and arrangement of Allah Almighty. Those who affirm this submit to the worship of their Lord, the Most Glorious, and are among the triumphant and successful, while those who deny it arrogantly turn away from worshiping Him and are among the doomed and punished. Therefore, affirm the grace of Allah and disavow all power and strength except through Allah Almighty. For that disavowal, except from the power and strength of Allah, is a treasure among the treasures of paradise, as it is an admission of our constant need for Allah Almighty. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him, Shall I not tell you of a word, which is one of the treasures of paradise? I said, What is it, O Messenger of Allah? He said, There is no power and no strength except with Allah. It was the way of the messengers, peace be upon them, and the way of the righteous before you, to internalize their utter dependence upon Allah Almighty, to humble themselves before Him and to admit their incapacity, weakness, and need before Him, and to disavow their own power and strength. Ibrahim, peace be upon him, disavowed the idols of his people and declared his utter need for Allah Almighty in all his affairs in this world and the hereafter, saying, he said, then do you see what you have been worshipping, you and your ancient forefathers? Indeed, they are enemies to me except the Lord of the worlds, who created me, and it is He who guides me. And it is He who feeds me and gives me drink. And when I am ill, it is He who cures me, and who will cause me to die and then bring me to life, and who I aspire that He will forgive me my sin on the day of resurrection. This is His, peace be upon Him, affirmation of Allah's favor upon him, declaring His utter need for him and enumerating His blessings upon him. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam cultivated his offspring and community to constantly realize their utmost need for Allah Almighty and to affirm their need for Him in all their affairs. Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to his daughter Fatima, may Allah be pleased with her, what prevents you from observing what I advise you to say when you reach the morning and the evening? O ever living, O sustainer, by your mercy I seek relief. Set right for me all my affairs and do not leave me to myself even for a blink of an eye. So follow the path of the prophets and the righteous in their realization of their utmost need for Allah Almighty, and how much we are in need to revive the feeling of utmost need in our hearts after they have been hardened by sins. Indeed, we are in utmost need of Allah Almighty, to rectify our hearts, to remain steadfast upon our religion, to protect ourselves, our children, and our wealth from diseases, accidents, and calamities, and for continuity of our security and stability, and for the continuity of the blessings He has bestowed upon us. He is the one who owns our continuity and disappearance. How impoverished we are for the relief of our Lord and His mercy. So do not be deceived by your status, wealth, health, or comfortable life, or by the blessings extended to you, for that is among the clearest signs of your utmost need, because you are captive to them, cannot endure their loss, and none but Allah Almighty sustains them for you. Feel impoverished to Him, the Exalted, He will enrich you, and do not seek sufficiency through other than Him, lest you perish. We ask Allah Almighty to enrich us with the realization of our utter dependence upon Him for all of our affairs and at all times. Indeed, Allah is all-hearing, answering. هذا والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله.